We have mentioned in the last short lecture that after the Gzeiras Sreifas Talmud in Italy in the year of Shin Yud Gimel, 1553, for 25 years there was no Shas printed. In Italy they burned all the Talmud. In Spain and Portugal they expelled all the Jews and they burned all their Sforim. And in the other countries, if they had a print house, it wasn't that large to easily print a Shas. Till 25 later, they started printing a Shas in Basel in the year of Shin Lamed Ches, 1578. And since then, they have published the Shas in several countries. But the main Shas that is worth to know this is the word that Shas that was published in the city of Amsterdam in Holland. Holland was a free country, and so Amsterdam. So many Jews settled there in those days of persecution. And they opened several print houses in this city on a large scale. And slowly this became the main print house for Jewish Sforim for the whole Europe. One of the owners of the print house was Emanuel ben Benishti. He printed the Shas in the years of Tov Daled till Tov Ches, 1644 till 1648. It was a very special Shas. He invested a lot in the quality of the Shas. In the quality means to be magia, there should not be any errors. It's a big deal in those days. In those days they would print from metal letters getting together in the order of a page and of a gillion. After they finish setting this gillion, it goes on press. Between when they finish setting this gillion and then until it goes to press, they have a day to be magia, to see if there are any errors in these pages. It's very hard to rely on that. But he invested more, and he hired very qualified magim. And he would not put the gillion on press till it's mugia. In the meantime, he would prepare other gillionis or others for him. So this became the most mugidike shas with the least errors. In addition to that, the previous generation lived the Maharshal. One of the sforim the Maharshal did was Chochmas Shleime, which is Hagoes on the Talmud. That includes also, he went through the whole Shas and was Magiait, and every time that he found an error in that Shas that was already printed, he would write a correction in the Luach HaTikun in the Chochmas Shleime. When Emanuel ben Benishti started printing the Shas, he set down a group of qualified Magim that would include all his corrections into the Talmud that he is publishing. This was the most Mugidike Shas until that day and also for the next 150 years. About 150 years later, in Tov Kuf Samach, the year of 1800, the Alter Rebbe published the Shas, as we will discuss in the next short lecture. And when he gave the orders to the printer, he told him, set the Shas according to the edition of Amsterdam, because this is the most mugidike, correct version of the Shas without too many errors. After the Shas was published, there was another print house opening in Amsterdam by Joseph Etias. He didn't have to print the Shas that was already published. He printed the Shulchan Aruch. But in printing the Shulchan Aruch, he also invested a lot on the Hagoy. He hired for as a magia the chief rabbi of the city of Vilna in Litha. Chief rabbi of Vilna came to Amsterdam to work as a magia in the print house of Joseph Etias? Yes. And the reason is because in that day started the prosecution and killing of Jews by the army of Khmelnytsky, which is known as Gzeiras Tach V'Tat. It started in the year 1648. Over the years, next couple of years, they killed in Poland, Ukraine, and Litha close to 50,000 Jews. Many of the Jews of those places ran away, fled to safe countries. The chief rabbi of Vilna, Reb Moshe, fled to Amsterdam. And when he came there, Joseph Etias offered him a job to stay as a magia on the Shulchan Aruch that he is publishing now. It wasn't only magia shouldn't be errors in the printing. It was much more than that. He added marmekemes, tziyunim, on each haloche of the Shulchan Aruch that he was in charge of the Hagoy. These marmekemes are called Be'er HaGoyla. It's the marmekemes that are published in all the prints of the Shulchan Aruch since then and on. This Shulchan Aruch didn't have any mefoshim. The Shach and Tazem of Navrom and others was added later. Here it was only the Shulchan Aruch itself and the Ramo. But he added on the side, on the margin, the Be'er HaGoyla, which is the sources for each one of the halachas that the Bishyosef is writing. Where did he take all these sources to add them so fast? It's because the Baal Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Karo, before he printed the Shulchan Aruch, he printed the Bishyosef, which is a Biuran tour, but over there he discusses all details of halachas that he found in many sforim. Then, according to that, he edited and published the Sefer of Shulchan Aruch. So Meshe, the chief rabbi of Vilna, learned the Shulchan Aruch with the Bishyosef. In the Bishyosef he found the sources where the Shulchan Aruch took each aloche, and he added it on the margin of the page. With so much investing in this forum, in the Yiddish forum that was published then in Amsterdam, it became, in that generation, the main source for Yiddish forum printed for the whole Europe.